Blog Talk Radio
presents the Blog Radio Show.
Welcome to the Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton. I hope you guys are having a great, happy, what is it, hump day? Hump day. It's Wednesday. We're almost over the hump, almost to Friday. Thank God. They didn't call it TGIF for nothing, right? Anyway, I'm excited. I have with us tonight, I'm a huge fan. Not only do I love his music, I love him even more. We have Mr. Mel Carter with us tonight, Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me, Fame, and so many other songs, and just a beautiful human being. I always love when he comes and joins us. So, everybody, welcome to the show, Mr. Mel Carter. How are you, sir? Thank you so much for joining me on the Applause Radio Show.
Oh, it's good to be back, all right?
Yes, it's been a long time.
Yes, it has been.
Yeah, you don't even remember that.
Still here.
Right, you don't even remember that's how long it's been. I do, but I know you don't. Well, anyway, I'm so glad to have you on, and I know you got some exciting news to share about your music. Tell everybody what's going on with your classics.
Well, the APCO recording company has decided. They have a Sam Cooke catalog and a lot of other people that they have right now, but they've decided to re-release When a Boy Falls in Love in a CD form. They've been getting a lot of requests, and this we're talking about a record that was my first big national hit from Sam Cooke's label, and it launched his pop label, the Derby Records, and this was released in 1963.
Right, and that was your first hit. What were you, 20, I think,
yes,
around the time? You were in your 20s at least.
Yes. We'll leave it like that, okay?
Yeah. Well, I love the song, and having it remixed and is it remastered and everything, or just
they've done everything. They've done the we have new liner notes that's more in line with Sam Cooke and some of the things that were happening between he and I then. And so their new liner notes, same picture though, that same picture, the Wally Sewell picture with me holding the, what do you call those little daffodils? They must be little yellow things in my fingers, you know. To give the same that crazy and silly things that guys do when they fall in love.
Well, there you go. There's the title, When a Boy Falls in Love, right? So, this sounds almost like, is it part of possibly a tribute to Sam Cooke and you? Are they doing something in regard to Sam Cooke that they're releasing?
I would imagine that they are because of, you know, like this recording. He released that not on his Onsar record, but he created a whole pop division, and it was Derby Records. He launched Derby Records with this, and it's the first crossover record from a black-owned company, okay? So it has historical value to it, as well as being all these great songs that Sam writes and our history, a little of our history together.
Very nice. Very nice. Now, you went on to work with Quincy Jones. So I have to ask
yes.
you, when he blew up with Michael Jackson, you must have been thrilled.
I like to call myself the pre-Michael Jackson with Quincy.
Yes. Yes, yes, because I'm just saying, like, you worked with him at the time, and he did great things for you, and then to see him just, like, plateau with Michael Jackson, this must have been an amazing to be a
right.
part
we
of
had a,
working with Quincy. That's what I meant, you know. But
yeah,
so
we had a record in – go on.
No, go ahead.
He and I had a record in 1958. An Ivory Joe Hunter tune on Mercury Records called I Need You So. And then on Philips, we had a record called The Wrong Side of Town. I can't remember the name of the young lady that I did the duet with, but that was a hit, you know. And then we went on to do film tracks, you know, movie songs with him.
Mm-hmm.
So it was an enjoyable, you know, like, hey, I was young, man.
Right. I know, man. But I never realized you were an actor. And when I was watching those shows at the time, I was fairly young, and I probably didn't even realize who you were at the time. I knew the song, you know, but I didn't know that you were acting. Do you find that funny that a lot of the roles you did were with medical shows?
It was what the shows were. Let me say this. Okay, in those days when you had a single, you know, had a hit single, they graduated you to an album to make you an album
right.
artist, all right?
Right.
And then from being an album artist, they put you the visual aspect. So I was able to, you know, as an actor, I graduated all of those things and was able to do that. So I did television, I did stage and film. So, yes, it would moved right along with me, you know, and I'm thankful for
that. Yeah, right. Thank God. Do you love the acting more, or when it comes to the work aspect, which do you enjoy? Ah, stupid question. Forget it. I was going to ask if you enjoyed acting more than music, but there's no – music's got to be the love of your life, and acting's got to be the love of your life too. I mean, you know, stupid question.
Well, as you know, as an actor and as a singer, you know, like I look at the lyric content, and I try to bring that alive. And as and I think all good singers are actors, you know, because we're acting the musical song out, you know.
Right.
But I can't say that the only thing that's similar to the music part is that when you're doing stage, the amount of energy that comes from the audience over the footlights to you, you know, the same
versus
thing that happens when you go out and sing, you know, that put that out there, then that energy from that audience comes back, and it's a give and take situation.
Right, but doing the movies versus performing live is just a total different what you're getting from the audience.
You have to wait until
instant gratification. You know, that feeling of, you know, being loved at that moment. So, well, what did I want to ask you also? Oh, you dance too? Are you a dancer as well, Mel? Because then you're a triple threat.
Well, I'm not what you call a dancer, but we have had, I've worked with choreography and a choreographer when you do the stage stuff. So you have to be able to move. And then, you know, like when you're on stage, there are certain moves and everything like that. Yes, you know, you get into it.
So you're a triple threat. See, you are a dancer. I figured you were dancing when you were singing, obviously. I meant, at performing in a stage as a dancer, you know, you know, in Broadway or something. But now you were mentioning earlier to me about the website. Is this a new website that you have up?
No, it isn't. It's been out for some time. It's called mel-carter.com.
.com.
And you can go there. You can mel-carter.com.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you can see the new music that I've been making, the memorabilia that's there, the snippets of the DVDs, and all of that. It's on there. You know.
Can you get the new CD with When a Boy Falls in Love?
No, that's in the shipping. I don't know when it's. I got a word last week that they were shipping it. Like the end of the month, which would have been the first of this month, you know. So
right.
It's being shipped now, you know.
Nice, nice. Well, even though we can't get it now, why don't we take a walk back in time and give a listen so everybody knows what to expect. It's not going to sound as good as it's going to hear as it's going to sound on the CD, folks. So this is When a Boy Falls in Love. Mel Carter, and it's going to be released on CD. We're just waiting for them to come in so you can get them in your hands. When a Boy Falls in Love, Mel Carter, enjoy.
I've heard them say love is a wonderful thing, something you can't hide on a shelf. But to me, they no longer have to explain, because I know for myself. He awakens each morning with a smile on his face when a boy is in love, and the world to him is a beautiful place when a boy is in love. He's up and he's gone, there's no breakfast for him, she lives on the love of this sweet little gem. The day is not through, though it's not very long, before he must talk to his girl on the phone. That's how it is when a boy falls in love. His girl's voice on the phone brings him wondrous delight.
You know, that just takes me so back. I wish we had music like that now playing on the radio. It'd be such a nice,
hopefully that what they're thinking and what they're saying is that it's reintroducing to the people who already have it and introducing it to the new people, you know, to new fans.
Yeah.
They think but they're getting a lot of requests for it. So that's why they decided that this, they're going to make a CD, you know.
Well, I love it. It reminds me of a happier time, that is for sure, even though it's not a happy
right.
song. But, you know, it's a great ballad. And I've always considered you the pioneer of writing ballads. I always have. And stupid me, pardon me for my ignorance, Mel. Did you and Sam ever do a duet together or sing together or in anything that's recorded for us to hear?
Nothing that was recorded. And you know the funny thing? There's only one picture. We don't even have any pictures together.
Wow.
That's amazing. From all that time, there's one picture where in Miami where I was there in the in the dressing room getting ready, you know, to be introduced with him on stage. But God, that's no. Some of the other people on the label, like we had Johnny Taylor, Johnny Marcet,
yeah.
and some of the other people that were there, they had, but we did things in the office. Nobody ever recorded this stuff.
Right. I figured the three of you would sing and, you know, fool around singing and have a good time. So I was curious to know if you guys had anything recorded. I wonder if anybody recorded you guys.
I don't think so. I don't think so. It would have, you know, come up way before now, but I don't think so.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun because going up to the office was like a whole family, you know?
Yeah, but that would be gold, Mel, if we had something of the two of you. Wow. I can only imagine the two of you singing together, how great that sounded.
I would have loved to have had that, you know?
Yeah. So now COVID is somewhat, I don't want to say over, but with the weather change, we're outside again. How's performing? Are we touring? Are you playing out? What's been going on with you?
Not yet. There have been some requests that's coming in, and I haven't, looked that. I want to get all of the doctor things out of the way, you know. You know, doctor things, when you get a certain age, you have to go through that once a year and get all of that out of the way and be prepared. But I've been writing a lot of good stuff.
I know
a writer always says, you know, like, ah. But I was never, you know, I've written all the time. At least one or two of the things that I've written has been on some of the albums that I've done. But I've been writing... one of the things is they're finishing up some stuff with Lenny Welch and myself, the Legends of Rock and Roll, the Balladeers, the music for that, and hopefully we can go in and record it and get it out, you know.
Yeah. Well, get out there before the weather changes again. You're out in L.A., right? So it's always nice out there. But, you know, out here on the East Coast, they started opening up venues again. So there's plays on Broadway again. You could go to concerts again indoors. And, you know, and with it being warmer soon, I don't know about your weather. I think, what was it, 94 out by you guys today? I think someone told me.
I think it was the 90s. I know it's in the 90s. For the next few days, it's going to be like that.
Yeah, a friend of mine told me today, I was talking to earlier from L.A., and they said that that it was like 94 today. I was like, oh, man, I would love to just get 70. we were so teased about 2 weeks ago. We had like two or three gorgeous days, and then, man, it's been downhill ever since. It's not getting better. It was just a tease. I thought Mother Nature came, but she can be quite the nasty little woman, can't she? But
yes, she can.
Yeah. Well, oh, my God. I hope you get out there soon because, I wish you would come back to Jersey. When's the last time you've been over here? Because you did a lot of the PBS stuff, which I always enjoyed seeing. I haven't seen in ages.
Yeah, I haven't. I'm open right now. Like I said, just I want to be healthy when you come out there so that nothing happens, that will happen out there, you know. We have to, you know, the body tells you, no matter how fast, young, and everything you think, the body's going to give you another, say, wait a minute, let me give you the real...
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. I know what you mean. I always say I feel 16 in my heart and mind, but my body feels like 90, and not by my choice. It's like, it's horrible, horrible. The body stuff.
Especially in the mornings, right? You know, like you're used to like, you know, lifting the legs up, plucking, you know, out of the bed, on the floor, bam, jumping up. That the part, the jumping up, when you land, the body tells you, what are you doing?
how young are you now these days? You look fabulous. You sound fabulous. I mean, you're doing great.
I thank you. I used to not say anything about it, but I'm 82 years old. I'm going to be 83.
God bless you. You look beautiful.
In another few weeks, you know.
Oh, when's your birthday, honey?
April 22nd.
April. Oh, my mom is April 23rd.
Oh, wow.
We call it
a master number, 2-2, you know.
Yeah, yep, 2-2. Oh, this year you're going to be 2-2-2-2.
Yes.
What's that? 22-22. Wow. Can you believe it's the year 2022? And you're still singing and performing like it was nothing? Like you're still out there and killing it for them now? I mean, it's amazing. This music will never die, and I wish it would make a comeback to some degree, somehow, and I don't know. You know, music changes the way we live. You know how the 60s was changed. Everything changed from the 60s with music, and I can't describe it. It's just music is a major, major, major integral part of our lives and
the
soundtrack of our lives. And it actually goes with the times. You know what I mean? Like,
and it creates moments. It creates moments.
Yes. Oh, definitely.
You know?
Definitely. Well, speaking of moments, honestly, I got to say this one was the one that did it for me, Mel. This is my favorite. I have to play it. I need it. Here we go. Everybody, Mel Carter, the one that I love, that I love all this stuff, but Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me is the one for me. Enjoy, everybody.
Don't be fooled, thinking this is the last you'll find. But they never stood in the dark with you, love. When you take me in your arms and drive me slowly out of my mind, kiss me, and when you do, I know that you will miss me, tell you I'm in love with you. Kiss me when you do. I know that you will miss me, if we ever say adieu. So kiss me, make me tell you I'm in love.
short and sweet and to the point and beautiful. Oh, my God. So much said in 2 minutes and 20 seconds. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Your voice, it's the voice, it's the lyrics, it's everything about it for that song, everything. Usually when sometimes it's a hit for me to like something, it's either the person's voice, the lyric, the tune, the melody. So it's got to be one. It's hard to get it all in one song,
yeah.
Right? And this one does it. This one does it for me.
I have to tell you a little story about that. You know,
please, yes.
When I came to Imperial, that's
yeah.
when I came to Imperial, and then later on to Liberty. But when I came there, and they picked out that song for me because I thought I was going to be a jazz singer, you know, and so you know, sing behind the beat and all of that. But I had to be directed to sing on the beat, you know, and in the bridge of the song, then I could take liberties, and then you have to go back. So, like, the conductor had to stand in front of the booth and direct me to sing on the beat, on the beat. I was like, oh, man, this is not hip.
Well, you were just starting out. I mean, you started singing very young. I mean, I think I heard a story once that your mom had let you sing at the Penny Arcade, and after that you were hooked, and you were like, you were only like 5 or 2?
Yeah,
we
made a record. We made, you know, you could go into those direct discs at the carnival and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
You could record. And my,
yeah.
the first record was, and I've said this before, Me and the Devil, we had a tussle. You know I won.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
And then, like, one of the proud moments of that I've had in my lifetime was my mom and I used to do concerts once a year in our church. And,
oh, nice.
On one of the DVDs, the vintage DVDs, I had her, she and I did a few of the songs, and it's on there. And I was so proud that I was able to have her sing with her, you know.
Yeah.
And let people know, you know, like she was a dynamite singer, you know.
Mm. And that original disc that you did at the Penny Arcade, by any chance, do you still have it?
Yes, I do.
Get out. How
yes,
cool is
yes,
that?
Yes, I do.
Nice.
It's on a piece of cardboard paper, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But
like
it's a direct disc.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
like
I
old
still
cardboard.
Have that.
Wow. Wow. The songs you've been working on, who would, if you could choose... who would you want to work with on these songs in the industry in today's music world?
What do you mean, like?
Like the songs that you've written, or a musician, or anybody in the industry. Who would you want to work with on your songs that you've recently written?
I haven't even thought about that yet. I know that the wonderful. Person that conductor that I used, God, I can't even remember that name. John Rodby has been working. We've been working together for like maybe 5-6 years now, and he's wonderful, wonderful. But there are a lot of LA musicians that are fantastic that I've worked with all along, you know.
Mm. Well, give Quincy a call. Tell him you want to work on some new
yeah.
stuff. Are you friends with him to this day, or did you guys stay in touch? Or
we haven't spoken to each other in quite a while.
Went different ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Mel, thank you so much for hanging out with me tonight. And guys, go to mel-carter.com for. Music. What else, Mel? T-shirts? Anything? Any kind of merchandise on there?
Yes. Now, all memorabilia. We have Well, all of the drawings that I have, they've been sold, and I don't repeat them because they're one of a kind. It's just enormous amount of stuff that's on there.
Wow.
We keep and we're going to be putting out, you know, some other stuff on there pretty soon. You know.
Yeah. Well,
but you have DVDs. You have you can sample the DVDs that we have.
Mm-hmm.
You can sample all of the new CDs, the new music that we have been doing with the big band and stuff. And
nice.
Even a gospel album that I had that was nominated for a Grammy, called Willing, you know.
Nice. Would you do another gospel album?
Oh, I'd love to. I'd love to, because that's where my heart is.
Yeah, that's what I figured. That's why I asked. And how many gospel albums did you do?
We have a single like that's been out called "The Raise the World, Sing Louder Than the Gun."
Oh, wow. That's a great title.
And it's an anthem, kind of, you
mm-hmm.
know, with a big choir and everything like that.
Yeah, I wish we would have played that. I should have played that. I bet that's beautiful,
yeah.
too. Yeah.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, Mel, I cannot thank you for joining me tonight. And guys, go to mel-carter.com. Mel, hopefully you're going to have some concert dates up there. And hopefully this new CD will be up there soon, too. And guys, go get this new CD if you want to hear this on a disc. Instead of on my show, which is on the disc, it's going to sound so much better than what you probably heard audio from me.
Right.
But
and we also have some. There's some standard songs on that album as well.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah,
Wealth of Never is on there.
Oh, that's
yeah.
a great one. That's a great one too.
I can't remember the names. I should have been a bit more. Should have had it off the wall and look at.
No,
but I didn't.
Exactly. I hate to ask this, but you said shoulda, coulda, woulda. Have you ever thought of putting down your life story in a book, or anybody ever approach you to do a movie about your life? Because you've had an amazing life.
No, some of the people have. I would love to, but I've been doing this since, like I said, since I'm like in the cradle choir in church. So I've been doing this six. I've had, I've been, when I was nine, I sang with Lionel Hampton because I won a contest, and you got to sing with the winner, got to perform with the person that was appearing there at the theater, and that was Lionel Hampton. That's when I met little Jimmy Scott. Then all down through the years, the people that I've been connected with, you cannot believe. You know, I cannot believe some of the people that I've been with, but it's been, you know, like from when I was a kid all the way till now, still now, and I'm blessed for that. I've been able to live my dreams.
Well,
I've been able to live my dreams. I've been in situations as an adult that I dreamt about when I was a kid.
Hmm.
And knew the conversation and everything, you know?
Right. Well, yeah, because you dreamt it and it came true. And you knew what to expect, yeah? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mel, I think you should get on that book and tell that story. What a life story you've got. All those amazing
things. I wish I was a writer. I would write it down, but, you know, like... remember all the things that is like when they come up, I write things down so I don't forget. So why did I should have? Anyway,
coulda, shoulda, woulda.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Well, write a song like that. Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there you go. You'll be busy after you hang up.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda. I shoulda, coulda, woulda. But now you're gone.
There you go. I should have could have. But now you're gone. There you go. Now let's go. Shoot a coulda, woulda.
There you go. There you go.
And you move along. Come on, Mel. Let's work on a tune. Come on. Oh, man. I love writing music myself. It's been a long time since I rock and rolled. I'll tell you, I really got to find time. That's one thing I love so much. And it just, you know, I miss it terribly. I do. But it is what it is. What are you going to do? When you can't move your body and lost your voice after problems, you know, it's hard. So, but I love that I can listen to you and go back in time and when music was great and great times. And I just love it. I can't wait to close with the homie again and Thrill Me, Kiss Me, because that's one of my favorites. So, well, Mr. Carter, is there anything else you would like to share with your fans and our listeners and what else they need to know about Mr. Carter, where they can reach you? Can they contact you via the website, or are you doing any cameos or anything for people to get in touch with you?
They can come to the website, and we do have a contact number that's there.
Hmm.
You know, it tells you just about everything, how to, you know, and sometimes I'd reach out and I've met fans and we've become friends.
Very nice. Very nice. And that's mel-carter.com, folks. Go check it out and especially keep checking it for that new CD that's going to be up there soon. And hopefully some tour dates so we can see Mel, actually see Mel singing, because he still sounds as great as he did when he did them originally. So you have an amazing, amazing instrument, sir. And you are, I'm a huge fan. I hate to say it. I'm a huge fan. I didn't want you to know, but I am. But
May I say this?
Yes, sir.
In ending this to you and all of the fans, be especially good to yourself. You are special. Believe it and know it is so.
Yes, sir.
Much love to you all, to us all.
Me too. Yes, sir. Well, everybody, there you go. You can't end the show any better with the legend, Mr. Mel Carter. Mel, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. Come back anytime. If that CD comes out, you let me know, and we'll get you back on.
All righty. Thank you. Thank you.
Mel, it was great talking to you.
All righty.
Take care. Thank you, Mel. Bye-bye. Oh, boy, I love Mel. He's so sweet. He's such a nice guy. And like I said, these songs in 2 minutes is a beautiful story. Two minutes. It's beautiful. The music, everything about it, it's simple. It's easy, to the point. Done. You're in, you're out. Great tune. All those tunes at the time. 2 minute, 3 minute songs. That's all you need. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. I enjoyed talking to Mel. So let's see what we got coming up. Let's see. Oh, Wednesday, next week. What's up? We're not doing a show Sunday? What's Sunday? Oh, well, maybe that's Easter. That might be Easter, because I don't think I... Let me see. Yeah. Oh, my God. Easter is... Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday. I'm bad. Sorry. Next Sunday is Palm Sunday, and I don't have anything going on. That's odd. Why did I not book Palm Sunday? I guess I thought some people may not want to join me, a lot of people, it's a family day anyway, Sunday, so, and it's Palm Sunday, so that's probably why. And then you got Good Friday, well, every Friday's a Good Friday anyway, but the official Good Friday is next week, and then you got Easter, which we won't be on the air Easter. Maybe I'll play some music Easter night. I don't know. We'll see. But I'll think about it. I never did the March music, mashup. I never did that for March. So March was a little crazy. So thank you again, Mr. Mel Carter, a legend. And look for that new CD with When a Boy Falls in Love. And after all these years, it's going on CD. How you like that? That's from the, 65 was When a Boy Falls in Love? I think he said 65, yeah. 1965. Wow. All right, Wednesday, April 13th, we've got actor and voiceover artist Jim Meskimen, and we're going to talk to him about his new, I think it's on, not Netflix, one of the streaming, I don't know, I don't watch all those shows, I don't watch much TV at all anymore, and he's also Marion Ross's son, Marion Ross from Happy Days, who's been on our show, and he's also her son, so how cool is that? And then Thursday, April 14th, we've got composer Michael Whalen, and he's got a new album coming out, and we're giving away two tickets to his live stream concert on, I think it's April 22nd, Mel's birthday. Pardon me. Sorry, guys, pardon me. having an issue today with the breathing. Then on the 18th, Eileen Shapiro. She is an author and award-winning publicist. We're going to have her on. We're going to hang out and have a good time with her. We're becoming friends, which is nice. And hope to see her soon. This is going to be a great night, too. Some great music. We're going to play some rock. Yeah, some rock. Some rock, 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 high school. No, not them. We've got the Riot Act, Rick Ventura, the guitarist from Riot Act, and they have a new album coming out. We're going to play some new music. I love playing the new music. I love playing all music, whether it's old or new. I love having the guests on and playing their music, so we have a good time. And then on the 21st, Kimberly Allen, she is one of the writers on WeTV. She just got this huge promotion, and I think the name of the show is called, please, if I'm wrong, I am sorry. I think it's Average Family or Average American Family or something like that. I don't have it in front of me. You know I never do, so you're used to it. So get over it. I'll have it next time. Don't worry. And then on the 27th, Mr. Deuce Martinez, he is the DJ. He's a DJ. CEO of Wild Music, a promoter, and he just put together the 90s dance party that was at NJ Pack. Hope you guys have been checking the njpack.org site to see what events are coming up so you get some tickets. Go have a good time. The weather is changing. It's taking a while, but it is changing. And now that it's changing, you go out and have a good time. Try to anyway. Go have a good time. And listen, if you guys get a chance, one of our favorite guests that comes by fairly often, and I speak to just about every day, my buddy, my pal, my friend, a beautiful, beautiful human being, Judy Tenuta, comedian Judy Tenuta. We have set up, she has a petition on her website, judytenuta.com, and we have it at our website, applauseradioshow.com. And please, if you can do us the favor, do the country, the world a favor, and sign the petition to help Judy get her star on the Walk of Fame. The deadline is sometime in May, and we need to get at least 1,000 signatures. So she fits the full criteria to get a star, but there's so many things you got to go through, and hundreds of people are nominated for it, but only 30 people get picked. So with the petition, it helps to have a lot of stuff behind the person who's being nominated to help push them along to get that star. And as you all know, Judy's been on the show, and she's kicking cancer's ass, and she's doing a great job of it. And her dream has always been to have a star. She already has two, actually, one in Palm Springs and the other one, I don't know where the other one is, but she doesn't have one on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So, and that would be a triple dream come true for her. And, you know, let's try and make that dream happen. You never know what life brings you. So when, especially now, she's really trying because she doesn't know, you know, she's fighting cancer, and she wants that star, and I don't blame her. She deserves it, and she should get it. So go to judytenuta.com, sign the petition there, or go to applauseradioshow.com, sign the petition there, and you don't have to give any money, nothing. You are just giving your name That's it. You click on it. You get to write your email, whatever. I don't even know what you put in. I know I put my name, but I don't know. I don't recall if you could put, I think you could put anonymous as well. So, I mean, just the number. We don't need a full name. We just need that number saying that somebody did sign. So, all right. Well, I hope you guys had a good time. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. And Mel Carter, just a thrill for me, a thrill for me to have him on the show. And what a beautiful person, in and out. And I look for that new CD with When a Boy Falls in Love. But I know it's a beautiful song, that one too, but this is my favorite. So everybody have a great weekend, and we shall see you, I guess, next week. And you know what? Maybe this weekend I'll do music. If I don't have a show booked, maybe this weekend we'll do the music. We'll do the March music mashup in April, maybe. Oh, sorry, guys. We'll do the March. I can't. Why can't I say that? That's really a tongue twister. A tongue twister. The twister. The twister. March music mashup. Yeah, we got it out. I was able to say it. There we go. All right, everybody. Thank you so much. Thank you, Mr. Mel Carter. You are a legend, and I love you. I love all you guys. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. You could have been doing anything, and I appreciate you spent it with me. I really do, that you spent your time with me. Thank you so much. And I hope you all have a great rest of the week, a fabulous weekend, and we'll see you soon. Take care. Bye-bye, everybody.
Don't be fooled, thinking this is the last you'll find. But they never stood in the dark with you, love. When you take me in your arms and drive me slowly out of my mind, kiss me, and when you do, I know that you will miss me, miss me. Make me tell you